Diesel, good morning.
How are you?
I'm going very well. Are you coming back to Tassie for some gigs?
Yes. I haven't been. Well, I have. I just did one Red Hot Summer recently in Launceston.
Yeah.
And that was the first time in about 2 years, I believe. So, common story, I think, for a lot of people in the music industry. And so, it's really great to be back at the gig again.
Yeah. Amongst family and friends, and you've got quite a few of them across the northwest. I'll just run through them now. So, starting in Queenstown, so Paragon Theatre, have you ever played over there before?
No, I'm actually hitting a few places thanks to the promoter this time, is putting me in a few spots that I've never been to actually. And it's going to be really interesting just to see some different parts of the island, because I tend to do like the same spots every time, you know, Devonport, Launceston, Hobart, done those many, many times. So just to go a little bit further out of the and see the other coastline would be, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, Queenstown, that old theatre there is fantastic. It's a great little, well, it's not so little, it's quite a big venue, actually. It's a really, really old theatre. You should get some good sound in there, and no doubt the folk of the West Coast there will pack that one out. You're also doing Rocky Cape Tavern, Pub Rock Diner, Devonport, and then off to Launceston and Hobart. I'll run through all the dates a bit later.
Yeah.
The tour is called Tailored Set, and basically it's a request show.
Yeah, I mean, I've done this before. We're just a little bit more high-tech this time. Just by going to the website, you can go to, it takes you to a form, which is really easy to fill out. It's only got about four questions on it. Tell me what you want to hear. There's a list of some ideas that I give people, because I like people to think a little bit out of the box. And it's just a bit of fun, really, and it's been really, really good to kind of give some focus, I think, to my set. I tend to, not that it's a bad thing, but I've gotten really kind of used to just going up there and being completely free range. So having people like actually force me to do songs that maybe I haven't played for a while, or just, you know, that I just, neglect maybe. Mm. It's really good. It kind of puts a totally different focus on the set. And I like to also just, it's really interesting for me as an artist to see what people, you know, what they dig and stuff.
Yeah, well, going way back to the Injectors time, right up to the Sunset Suburbia album last time, but not just your own songs. You'll do a few covers as well.
Yeah, I like doing a few covers. I always have. So it keeps it interesting for me, I think, you know, to play other people's songs.
I remember a couple of years ago at the Fourth Valley Blues Festival, you did I Can't Stand the Rain by Eruption. It was totally left field, and no one was expecting that.
Yeah, well, I don't really, well, of course I know the Eruption version, but the version that kind of, you know, sticks with me is the Ann Peebles. She was the original artist to do it, before Tina Turner, before Eruption had the disco hit with it.
Yeah.
But Ann Peebles did it, I guess, that was one of the records that I remember kind of getting my ears around when we went to Memphis to record the first record that was, like, laid on me by the producer.
Right, so for people selecting songs, the website is dieselmusic.com.au. Just don't go Diesel, otherwise you'll go to a clothes shop. And the lockdown and all of the, you know, not being able to play gigs. I mean, I guess it's, and I've spoken to a few people about this, it's been a real hard hitter on the music and entertainment industry. For guys like you who are well known and are able to sustain a living through downloads of older songs and whatever, and you don't necessarily have to play live to make a living. But for budding musicians still trying to cut it in the biz, it was really, really tough not being able to play live.
It was tough. What was also tough was watching kind of other things kind of spring up again. Sports, for instance, and I've got nothing against sport at all. I love sport. I'm a sporty guy. But, trying to explain to people, it's like, well, why does that happen over there and it's not happening over here? It's like, well, maybe if we put betting on music, that might have something to do with it as well.
Mm.
It was frustrating to see the music industry be like sort of like the neglected stepchild or something. And finally, our requests were heard to some degree, a pretty good degree, I have to say. But yeah, we're just always, you know, like we're both there. When anything really bad happens, the music industry is always there right at the very front of it to do a relief concert, whether it's floods or fires. We're always there. We're not first on the scene because those people are the rescue people and the health workers and all that. But we're kind of like second on the scene. And in this case, you know, we just got no consideration. It took a long time, but thankfully, yeah, we're back up and sort of running. There's been a lot of people that have been doing it very hard in the music industry. Thank God for Support Act, which is a relatively new foundation. Yes. If anyone wants to go and fling a few coins into it. Because we don't have a lot of us don't have superannuation and all these normal things that people would like normal per se. I hate that word normal, but you know, normal jobs. You know, if you were a plumber, God bless them, working through the whole COVID thing, you actually probably had more work than you've ever had because suddenly everyone was at home putting hurt on their bathroom. So for the time that I had to use my studio and to grab instruments that I, you know, we're literally collecting dust. Yeah. Because I tour a lot, and so I made a solitary blues record last year, which is going to come out in July.
Oh, good.
And it sounds like a band, but it's literally me just doing everything. And it was my way of sort of keeping my sanity because there was, I think May, June, July were pretty hard months last year. With thank God for Michael Kidinsky. Sadly, we lost him, but he was really calling around everybody, just checking in and starting up TV shows, streaming things. He was, you know, just so active. And right from the get-go, I think he was one of the first people to call me when everyone knew that touring was definitely not going to happen anymore for a while.
Yeah, Michael was a force of nature, no doubt about
it. He really was.
Yeah, he was a dynamo. I'm looking forward to hearing your blues album. And speaking of blues, I've noticed on the on the press release for the tailored set where people pick songs that you're going to dabble into a bit of Hendrix and Muddy Waters. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I never go too far from that watering hole.
Yeah. It's a good well. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's funny because Hendrix was a huge Muddy Waters fan. So, I'm not a huge fan of both of them, but it's kind of like a full circle thing, you know?
Do you do a version of Voodoo Child?
I haven't. I've kind of probably done like a jam of it. You know, who hasn't jammed on that song? But I've never recorded it, no. But there's a lot of things that, like recently on this blues album, for instance, I thought I'd do a version of, Muddy Waters' Hoochie Coochie Man, which is a Willie Dixon kind of...
Just what a song, yeah.
You know, he was the bass player that wrote all those songs. He was kind of like the Beethoven or Brahms of blues music. And I thought, wow, I found it hard to believe. I had to really scratch my head and go, are you sure you haven't recorded this? And I was like, no. We used to play it. My dad used to get up and jam with us on it back in Perth when we were just starting. But I'd never actually done a recorded version of it. So I thought, well, this is the time. I can tick that box, I think, I hope. Because, you know, it's one of those things that's like, oh, should I go there? You know, this is such a iconic song, and I just really, I wanted to do, you know, the best version I could do of it. So
meantime, I'm going to dabble back to, what was that album back in the 90s? High Fidelity, or what was it? What was the name of that?
Hep Fidelity,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this song was on that, it's one of my favourites of your songs, One More Time. I just love it because it's just got a great melody, and it's a great driving sing-along song.
Yeah, I mean, I love that song because it's a really great song for me to kind of... I actually open my show with it a lot. I mean, not always every time, but it's one of those, like, when I'm feeling a little stretched out because I've just done, like, you know, four or five shows, which is pretty common. It's like the plane gets on the runway and just kind of taxis and then takes off. And by the end of the song, I'm like, it's like my warm-up, you know, but I don't feel like it's like, oh, I just, you know, wasted a song just warming up. It's a really inviting song for me. And it was done as, like, you know, I know it sounds like a cliche, but I swear the song was, like, written in 10 minutes. So, you know, I kind of went away from that thinking, I don't know what that is. Maybe, you know, it was just a jam or something. Well, I listened to it later and realized it's like, no, this is going to be good. We're going to record this. You know, it's going to be something for sure. But it just seemed too easy, you know. It's like sometimes it does you know, come like that.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love it. All right, I'll run through the gig dates, and you can get tickets if you just go to the Diesel Music website, put you through your request there, and buy your tickets online. And meantime, we'll play one more time from Diesel. Thanks for having you on, mate. Good to have you back
Thanks
touring.
Thanks for having me, Darren. Good to talk to you.